Now we got to stop looking at it as victim, because victim mentality is what holds a lot of us back. We want to be victims. There is no truth in being a victim. There is no power in being a victim. Victim mentality puts you in a position where people will always be at the end of the tunnel to decide what happens with your life. And so how long shall we blame those who are placed in our path to help us become great? And how great of a sin it is to hate the one who God called to shape in you. How great of a sin it is to dislike those who are placed in your path to stir you up so that you may become great. I look back and I see all the people that stirred me up, the people that were hard on me, the people that didn't want to give me a break. Man, one time I asked one, I said, give me a break, man, come on. But now looking back and looking at the things I do now, I reconnected with that person. And I took them on to dinner to say thank you. And they said, what? I thought you hated me. I said, well, I did. I hated you because you loved me. And they didn't understand what that meant. But I understood now, looking back. These were the people that were used as sacrifices for my growth. For me to get to where I needed to get now, I had to go through the people I went through. So how dare am I to condemn them, to blame them for the works they're doing without even knowing that they're doing that works? Let us reflect. That's it for today. Thank you. Yeah.
With the jail situation, so if a guy goes to jail for 30 years and he had no involvement in the case, and he gets 25 years throughout his jail time that he didn't, you know, do, I guess. And then on the 25th year, he gets released for, them finding out that he didn't. Do it. So, do you think this guy, does he obviously deserve to go to jail for those 25 years that is gone?
There was a case in America, the Joggers case, where four African Americans were wrongfully accused. These kids were between 13 and 17 at the time. They spent between 15 and 25 years in jail for a crime they never committed. I remember there was a petition to have them killed by a death penalty for a crime that they later found that they had never. And one of the guy who was in prison, I watched their testimony, and in fact, he opened up his own law firm to help others who are wrongfully accused. So even though what he went through was the most horrible thing, the outcome, him now helping other people get justice. Yeah, so I don't regret anything I've done or I've been through. I don't at all. But maybe sometimes I regret hurting the people I hurt, but I don't regret anything at all, nothing. Because I understand, it's helped me understand other people in those situations as well. Because if I hadn't have gone through it, I wouldn't be able to have empathy for others and sympathy for others in those situations. Because before I went through that stuff, I used to disregard people. I used to think people were just sorry for themselves and no one wanted to do anything. But until I was in that situation, that's when I realized that there's a lot more to people's behaviors and why things happen. But nothing is a coincidence. Like, I know people think like some things are accidental, but I don't believe anything is a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. And the situation, this thing with my family, as much as I hate being in that moment, I need to learn. I want to know why. What is this teaching me? And it's like, my thing is that I'm so quick to just learn, and but I really want to understand why and what am I trying to get out of it. Like,
yeah. The thing I can say is this, is that for every seed ever planted, matter of fact, for every wrong you ever think someone did to you, for every time you failed at something, for every time you got brought down, there is a equal and much greater opposite equivalent seed of that very thing. What do I mean? I mean, let's say you were rejected for a certain job. Now there is a seed on the other side of an acceptance for a much greater job. Now the reason why we failed is that after your rejection, you are placed in a position of decision to see whether you are worthy to possess the greater job. See, an example I give to people is, for example, my research. I applied to publish this one research, and this was about 8 months ago, and I put my application down and I got rejected miserably everywhere. Now, I got rejected because I didn't meet a lot of the criteria. I didn't meet a lot of requirements. But I did not bow to that experience and make that experience as part of my conduct, as part of my actions, as part of my belief systems. I knew that if failure is level 7, level 8 is a greater seed of success. Now, a lot of people, when they get to this level 7 and they see failure, they drop down and give up. Some people get a tent and they camp in their thoughts. Last time I applied for this job, I failed. Last time I got caught in jail, this happened to me. Last time I got accused, this. Last time the police saw me, they did this. Last time this person said this, this happened to me. And so we're turning experience, a past experience, to become a future experience. Because you're reliving the past. And so it becomes so dangerous to the point where someone's life is just a compilation of reliving past experience. So what he lived in 2017, he relives that in 2018, 2019, and so forth. And so year after year, they are reliving what they've already experienced. And we don't want that. 8 months pass by, and the same person who was I that got rejected, under the same requirement that I got rejected for, published a much greater research at a much greater place. What was the difference? The difference was decision making. I had to believe that what I'd experienced was not the true purpose, was not my true state, was not my true, it wasn't the place I was going to camp in. I had to believe that this was a level 7 to me. It was a level where my failures was to become the stepping stone for my success. So for every failure, there is a opposite seed on the other side of it. And what divides is like a line between failure here, success on the other side. Now what divides between failure and success is decision making. That's why Joshua said, decide this day. What would you do? Decide. And a lot of us don't want to decide. Decide for your life this day. Decide for your family this day. Decide. You can bring out your tent and you can camp where you failed. You can camp where they put you in jail. You can camp in the reason why you don't deserve to be a certain place. But I tell you that if you decide and you make that decision, and that's a decision everybody makes, to the point where no one can blame another person for where they are, because everybody's been placed with that decision. I was blamed for 25 years. I went to jail for 25 years. I came out of it after the 24th year, and they discovered it wasn't me. Well, matter of fact, if you believed that you could have got out of jail before the 25th year, you would have got out of jail. See, people place themselves in time. But you don't need to be under any time. You have the power to manifest whatever you put your mind to. You really do. And God has never been after your ability. And nobody ever asking for your ability. See, people think because life is all about giving out resumes to get jobs, you think God is also about giving resumes. He doesn't want your resume. Keep your experiences, your past experiences to yourself. Matter of fact, He hates those who hang on to past experience. Because, matter of fact, not only your last failure could be your biggest opposition to get success, but also your last success is your greatest opposition to get more success. Because people want to camp. They want to camp, they want to put a tent down, they want to camp the last place they succeeded. Well, someone came out to me, I received this miracle in 2007. I was like, what? So you've put out a tent and camped since 2007. You haven't moved since 2007. You should be receiving miracles on a daily basis. Well, if you're camping for the miracle you received in 2007, the problem is not the world. It is not the people. It is you. You decided to camp in the miracles of 2007. You didn't see yourself worthy enough to get more. And I always tell people, be content where you are, but never settle. Because settling is a sign of no growth. That's it for today.